Excited to be out here, and it's a lot of fun for the first couple days.
What's it like to be catching passes from number 12 already?
He's a really good quarterback. Everybody knows that, and just trying to get on the same page, and so far so good.
It looks like you guys spent some time together in the off season. Someone tweeted out a picture of you guys at USC. How has that transition been, and has that helped you with the start here at the OTAs?
The more work is the best for in this OTA period, and that's something we're working on. It's good to get all the guys out here, and everybody looks good so far.
How much of the playbook is kind of comfortable for you coming from St. Louis?
That's familiar. When Josh was in St. Louis, I got to know it pretty good, and it's a little more intricate out here, and it's something to grasp, and I'm learning every day.
You feel like the new kid in school here, then?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Walking around, I got lost in the building a couple times, so I feel good, though. It's good to be here.
How important is it for you from day one to establish a relationship with Tom and also with the other wide receivers, too?
Well, it's very important. It's something that you work on every day in the meeting rooms, outside of the building, forming relationships. You play better on the field that way.
Along those lines, Danny, I'm just working with Tom in California. What did you get from that?
Like I said, the more work is best, going into the season. And anytime you get a jump and you get to, work with each other is good. So we're getting a lot of good work in right now. It's most important.
You notice a lot of things. Obviously, you've been in the league a while now. Do you notice, right away how great a passer Tom Brady is?
Absolutely, yeah. I said it today. He darted me in the chest with one ball, and I was just inside my head. I was just like, wow, this guy can really wing it, and that's why he's Tom Brady.
Danny, how much of this is communication? Just getting, the signals down, the language of the offense down?
It's the verbiage. I mean, it's everything. That's the most important thing, the vocabulary of the offense. I'm learning day in, day out, and studying at night and everything. And so it's a process, and, second day. So I'm looking forward to the next practice and, getting ready for that.
Danny, it's not just you that is a new guy here, but there's a lot of new wide receivers on this team. Is there kind of a we're all in this together kind of a feeling amongst you?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple guys here that have been here for a while, but, we're really leaning on them to kind of show us the ropes of the drills and the practice and trying to get the tempo going in the practice. And, we kind of thrive off that, and then we get it going. We have a really good group. I feel like we have, some guys coming from other teams with a lot of experience, and, it's exciting to see what we're going to be able to do.
Donald Jones said you guys are kind of trying to learn the playbook together all as a group effort. Is that something that you've been kind of in on as well?
I mean, yeah, everybody, you try to, you have questions and meetings, and, you kind of thrive off each other. And, it's definitely a group atmosphere. It's a group effort, and, it's the way it goes.
Danny, obviously a lot of people are going to compare what you do to Wes Welker. How do you let that affect you, and do you think about that at all?
That's not something I need to worry about. I'm worried about the playbook and getting the routes down and getting on the same page with my teammates. And that's a good thing is I don't have to worry about that stuff. So.